The next part of the program is one that's especially near and dear to my heart and a lot of the work that we're doing here with Project Tomorrow. As many of you know, we conduct an annual research project using online surveys to collect authentic, unfiltered feedback from students, teachers, parents, and actually this fall also from school leaders. Our Speak Up project since 2003 has collected 857,000 surveys from students, teachers, and parents all across the country. And so I am a very big believer in terms of including that key stakeholder input into any of our conversations. And so the first panel discussion that we are going to be part of here collectively is with a group of students. We have 8 students that have quote-unquote volunteered or been recruited to participate in this panel discussion to give us, as I said, sort of the no-spin zone approach to this topic of how to build the 21st century student. So at this point, I'd like to welcome up my student panelists. I think you know who you are, and if not, your name is up here at the front. Come up now. And we are thrilled to have this very esteemed panel of students with us today. I'm going to introduce them to you just very briefly, and then I'm going to ask them a couple leading questions, and then I'm going to open it up to you. So start thinking about the questions that you've always wanted to ask the students. Right here we have Katie Bauer, who's a sophomore at Brea Olinda High School. She is part of the Global IT Academy. We have Jason Udeem, who is a senior at Foothill High School, which is in the Tustin School District. Next to him is DJ White. DJ, you and I have not met. It's nice to have you here. DJ is an eighth grader from Yorba Linda Middle School. Next to DJ is Millie Faber. Faber? Is that right? Oh, Millie brought her own cheering squad. She's a seventh grader at Beechwood School. Marshall, wave to the audience, please. It's Marshall Thomas. He's also a senior. He's from Laguna Beach High School. Next to Marshall is... hold on here, let me check my list, is Alex Joyner. He's an eighth grader from McPherson Magnet School in Orange. Another cheering squad. Summer Equatus is a seventh grader from Yorba Linda Middle School. And then pulling up the end of our table, way down there, is my friend Riley Levy. And he's also a seventh grader from McPherson Magnet School. So please welcome our students. Okay, we're going to start off with an opening question, which is going to go to my seniors that are here, Marshall and Jason. And the question I have for both of you is that you're getting ready to graduate. You have graduation in a couple weeks. And I know both of you are going to UCLA. That's still the plan?
Yep.
Okay. And so you sort of have an interesting perspective here for our audience because you're looking back over your education, kindergarten through senior year. So the question I have for both of you is to just very briefly tell us, you know, as you're thinking back, what have been the types of meaningful experiences in school, out of school, whatever, that you think has prepared you for this 20th century world of work? Excuse me?
21st.
What did I say? Oh, geez. No, we don't want you prepared for the 20th century. Scratch that from the iPod. Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Well, as I said, my name is Marshall Thomas, and I'm at Laguna Beach High School. I am a senior. And just some experiences that I think are going to help me going into the workforce after college. First of all, just the academic life I've had, it's provided a great foundation for my college life. You know, it's just covered all my bases. I've gone really far in math, and I've been lucky enough to have a school that will support that. I'm 2 grades ahead in math, so they're going pretty out there. And then outside of that, I think I'm involved with the Surfrider Club. I've actually been the president of the Laguna Beach High School Surfrider Club for 4 years, and that's really propelled me, just my leadership skills. You know, talking to the media, talking to students. At 13, I was having to deal with 18-year-olds who were graduating, trying to get them to vote me president. I've had, you know, so many experiences with that. And then just on top of that, I was the captain of the football team at Laguna Beach. And, you know, playing football or playing a sport in general, you know, there's so much you can learn. Dedication, commitment, camaraderie, leadership. You know, there's so many things that are just out there. That have just propelled me, and I think I'm going to be well prepared in the future based on these skills I've learned.
Okay, thank you, Marshall. Jason?
All right. I'd say that one of the things that's best preparing our students today, especially me, is the opportunity to engage in technology and to become part of innovation in our schools. One of the roles I play at my school is I hold the position of technology commissioner on my school's leadership class, and it's given me the opportunity to play an active role in my high school especially and educate the teachers and educate the administration on what it is that students want to see in the classroom, what it is that we think is important to us, and what it is that will help us be prepared for college and eventually for the workforce. I brought about the introduction of the tablet PC for our science, and now next year our math teachers. It's the presentation of technology inside and outside of the classroom that's really going to help prepare students and has given me the chance to get accepted to such a great school such as UCLA, and will hopefully schools continuing that and understanding that it's asking the teachers, getting the teachers ready, and especially understanding what students would like to see and what they need that will help us strengthen our students for the future.
Thank you, Jason. So we have sort of the backward view in terms of what they got out of it. Let's now flip it over to, I'm going to start with Katie, okay, and then we've got our middle school students. What I want you, the rest of you, to address for us is, what are your expectations? You know, if you think of yourself as, you know, in a couple years, you've got 2 years, Katie's a sophomore right now. What do you want to be looking back on and saying, this is what has prepared me? You know, these are the types of skills that I'm leaving high school with that I think are important to the 21st century. And for the middle school students, start thinking about your high school. I know several of you are eighth graders. What are the types of experiences that you want to have in high school that you think will prepare you for the future? Let's go ahead, Katie. You're up first.
The types of students, hold on. There we go. Hello. Can you hear me? Okay. The types of skills that I would like to look back on from high school would be skills that have help me not only with academics and studying and note-taking and things that will prepare me for later, but also social interactions, being able to work with people of different personalities, different ethnicities, people who maybe have a language barrier, people who are different than I am. I would rather get out of school and education, a social education, not just chatting and things with friends, but things of being able to communicate with people, having innovation in social interactions and things like that, more than having an academic education where I only know book smarts. Book smarts are one thing, but being able to interact with people and being able to look back and say, yes, I did projects with people from other schools or people from other countries, I think that is a more wonderful thing for the global economy and for myself personally, to say that I can deal with other people, that I can interact with other people, rather than just saying I only can read a textbook. I think there's a big difference there, and I would rather like to look back at school and talk about and be able to express how I could interact with people and I could do other things, but also the technology portion. I could, you know, in school, I've looked back, and I've grown up with technology all my life, and I love that aspect, being able to look back on my life so far, my 16 years of wonderful education and life, and be able to say that I grew up with technology. I know what a tablet PC is. I know how to use it. I know what an LCD projector is. I know how to use it. And things like that, I think, are wonderful. And the fact that I'm in the Global IT Academy, and we are progressing with technology and innovation every day, and we're learning new things, and we get to use different new and improved different types of technology every day. I think that is a wonderful thing for me to be able to look back on in my education.
Great. Thank you, Katie. A different perspective than what we heard. Okay, so for my 7th and 8th graders, what are the types of things or types of experiences that you want to have in high school, or maybe you've already had some of these in middle school, that you think are good preparatory type activities or experiences so that you would be very successful in the 21st century job world? Go ahead, DJ.
Well, I think that one of the major things that I want to experience in high school is group work and experiencing a task that you would be assigned together and overcoming a problem with a group of people more than just solving it by yourself and having to have all that pressure on just one person. Also, when you have a group work, you'd also be able to assign different tasks, have people get used to having tasks and solving them. Also, another high school experience that I would like to have is more technology, being able to experience more detailed looks on different programs that you might have on the computer, experiencing tablet PCs maybe, and stuff like that. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, that's great. Go ahead, Millie.
Being a seventh grader at my school, we have been very well prepared by our technology from our teachers and also from our classmates. We have various technology programs that we can do as well as seventh period as well as after school. We have word learning, we have iMovie classes that we can take, but I agree with DJ on the work, on group work. I love group work, so I don't have to do it all, but that we can rely on other people to help us, and I'm very excited for high school, and I can't wait to have the experience that experiences that I have not yet had in middle school.
Okay, great. Alex?
What's the question again?
You know, be thinking about what are the types of skills that you would like to have experiences preparing yourself for. What are the types of skills you'd like to have at the end of high school that you think would well prepare you for the 21st century?
Well, the types of skills I think would help us prepare us for the 21st century would be like technology, because we're living in an age where technology is a big part of our world. Technology, a lot of jobs now, you have to be using technology, and if you don't know how to use it, it'd be hard to work in the world. And group work, because a lot of jobs you have to work with a team, and if you are not good working with like skills with your team, you will not do good with your team.
Good. Okay. Summer?
I think that at our school, preparing us for the future, you definitely have to learn teamwork and how to work with different technology, and definitely doing more projects. And maybe the technology wouldn't just be making a PowerPoint or making a Word document, but like exploring more advanced, maybe, type of programs. Like, I take a television class for my school's news show, and we use editing programs that I had never heard of before, but we still use them and we learn them. And it's not, I think that it's definitely good that we work in a group and that we learn how to interact with each other and learn different technology skills that could prepare us for the future.
Great. Thank you, Summer.
Looking in forward to my high school, what I'm going to be going into, the three things I want to look in and I'm looking for in my high school is getting so my teachers actually know me, because there's actual schools that the teachers will sometimes forget their students' names. And if they forget their students' names, how are they going to know how they act, what kind of student they are in the classroom? Another thing I would like to see is having a lot of teamwork, like almost everyone here has said, having a lot of social things, almost like field trip type things where you can go socialize with your friends and or socialize with anyone, learn, you know, and learn a foreign language from another class and go talk to a kid in another class. Go talk to the kid that just came over from, you know, Iraq or wherever, China, and talk to them in their own language. And, you know, that means a lot to them. But I would like to see that. But the most thing, like almost everyone here has said too, is technology. This year, our school switched over to an all-electronic yearbook. We made our whole yearbook on the website. We didn't cut out papers, put them on piece of paper and ship it in. And next year, we're also taking over, if it all goes well, the McPherson Magnet School website. And we're going to be using iWeb, but we're going to be using mostly computers for that class. And that I'd like to see a lot of computers in all the classes, but with teamwork on the computers. So say like a wiki, you can go in and use the wiki, and everyone can put stuff on the website or on the wiki, and you can all just, hey, I don't like that, put a comment on it, hey, can you change this or whatever. But that's what those are some things that I want to see in my high school.
Great. So we've got the sort of the post perspective, which was a lot about leadership. It was about technology, about having different types of opportunities to work with different groups of people. And then sort of the forward look is, once again, a very strong technology theme through all of this, but also the social networking, the interaction with people. So it is not technology just for technology's sake, but really the leveraging of that for further learning and the opportunity to collaborate. Does anyone here in the audience have a question for our panel? Yes, right here. Yes, you. Yes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Miller. I teach chemistry in Sunny Hills High School in Fullerton, and we have an IB program there, International Baccalaureate Program. So my comment is to the three high school students. The video presentation mentioned that there is difficulty in assessing worldwide performance. The IB program is an international program, and I wondered if any of you three were involved in it, and if you thought that it was helpful for the global IT program or for UCLA admissions.
Go ahead, Jason, because you're in the IB program.
I actually am a student who just finished up the IB program this past May with my testing and everything. One of the things I've noticed that has benefited from the IB program is the global outlook and the cross-curricular learning that we do. IB is a program which incorporates all areas of education and mold it together. You're not just studying science and English and English, but everything comes together. And IB has provided students, we do more deeper thinking, more critical solving problems. It's not just here, regurgitate your information on multiple choice tests. None of our tests in the end of the year are multiple choice. They're all essay. And IB has really given us in school the opportunity to have a connection with our teachers. It's given us the small scale sort of private school feeling inside of a public school. So I'd say that I've really benefited from the opportunity to work with IB and to have a school that really focuses and dedicates a lot of their attention to the IB program. So
great. I saw another question. Yes, sir.
Hey, my name is Greg Morrell. I'm the president of a technology company. And we actually use And you're all talking about technology, social interaction, and teamwork, which is great. But I'd like to see a show of hands of the kids we have here. How many of you are actually contemplating going into a math, science, or engineering program and graduating from one of those areas?
You stole my final question, Greg. But it's okay. We'll let you stay. Go ahead. Who is considering that?
That's the biggest thing to us is what we're seeing is getting students into those programs and graduating more engineers, more math proficient scientists, because the use of the technology that you talked about is fantastic. But we need more kids that can actually develop that technology. That's what we do, kids that can invent that. So that's what we're looking for.
Thank you, sir. Ted?
The obvious next question is for the panel to tell us why more kids aren't going into science and engineering.
Katie, go ahead.
I have a lot of friends at Brea who, and not just in Brea, but around the county, who the reason that students are not going into math and science, from what students say, is because teachers who teach math now teach math because it's a subject that never changes. Math is always math. 2 + 2 always equals 4, no matter how you add it or count it on your fingers. It always equals 4. So to teachers, that's easy language, or it's an easy subject. Well, even though they might be able to do it, they don't teach it very well. And students have, it's the truth. My math teacher does not teach math very well, but I love her, so it's, you know, it's still the same. But it's a matter of...
This is the no-spin zone, remember that.
Yeah. It's a matter of people, teachers, if no matter how they teach it, if a student can't learn it, they can't learn it. And so they have problems. The reason they're not going math and science is because they struggle with it. And like with technology, they feel if kids these days are scared of computers. Either they love them or they hate them. It's a love-hate relationship with computers and students right now. And I have a lot of friends who they're not going to math and science because they feel that's all computers and it's all technology and that's just all it is. And they are scared to death of computers. They can get in and, okay, they have MySpaces, they have Facebooks, they have live journals, but they don't see, I have a lot of people that do not realize it takes the internet to use MySpace. People don't realize that. They think that MySpace is like an executable file where you can run it from anywhere. They don't realize that there's a bridge and people are scared of that. They're scared to learn how to do things besides Microsoft Word and Microsoft PowerPoint. They're scared to use a computer the right way or to branch out and do anything with a computer. And they feel math and science is the same, is all the same as that. And math and science scares them. So that's why students today, from what I've heard from students, is that's why they're not going into the math and science field, is because they're scared of it. And they don't see that it's not really that scary.
Riley?
One thing I'd like to add to that is math, like she said, never changes. And you're always going over the things you learn in first grade in a seventh grader and eighth grade algebra class. And if I think this of myself, I don't know if anyone thinks of it here, but I lose interest in my math like that because I'm just reviewing, going over of what I've already learned. And I hate to admit this, but just because I've done that, just because I've lost interest in math now, because it's not interesting to me anymore. I used to love math, and I still love science to this day, but it's just getting boring because I've took a lot of science things, and we're reviewing a lot of the science things that we've done, such as I'm taking life science right now. We've taken, we're learning about the minerals that need for your body or whatever, and we've learned about all those minerals before, and yet we're going over them again. And for math and things like that, I lose my interest, and I don't do good on my tests because I don't understand it, because it's just so boring or it's too hard that a lot of kids just don't want to do it. They refuse to do it because it's way too hard for them, and it's harder for them to get it and harder for them to do it and show their work. Like, a lot of people like to do it right in their head, but it's better, it's proven that it's better to show your work. A lot of kids don't want to do that, so they get lazy and they don't even do it at all.
One more comment on this one from Millie.
From my personal experience as a Beechwood, kids do not want to go into the math, science, or technology field because they think it is boring, and they don't give it a chance. From my personal experiences, I came into Beechwood, and I came into sixth grade hating science. I hated it. Never wanted to see it. And then when I came into my class with my teacher, Mrs. Steele, who is here with me, I loved it. She taught me to love it, to learn it, to live it. And kids do not give that a chance for their teachers to give them the aspect of science, technology, or math.
And another question? Yes, sir.
I'm curious, the two seniors, what were you going to major in, and were you ever at one point in time during your career for high school considering math or science as an option? And if you were, what changed your thoughts to go into
Okay, well, I'm actually looking towards economics with a business perspective or environmental studies. You know, engineering and kind of the whole math and science genre of study. You know, I think for a senior, one of the most intimidating things, although, you know, I'm 2 grades ahead in math, you'll say, oh, you might be really interested in math. But a main thing is it's really intimidating going into an engineering major. You know, when you look at it, there's a really big stereotype that just some people are really made to do math and science, and that's all they do. You know, and I mean, me as competing against a person who all they do is math and science, I mean, why would I want to do that? I'd have a 2.0 going into college. And I mean, you can't get a job with that. And so it's really for a factor for me not going into engineering. I think it's really because it's intimidating. You know, there's people there that are so much better than me, and that you know, they just blow me away. And also, the engineering GPA at high school or at college is 0.5 lower than the regular GPA. And I mean, just looking at that, you know, me, I have a lot of parental support. And I mean, if I came home with like a 3.2, my parents would be like, "Well, what's wrong with you?" You know. And so that alone, you know, that kind of just like is daunting in itself. And so I think a big reason for me, at least, is the intimidation factor.
Jason.
All right. Also attending UCLA next year, I'm considering communications or political science, and I've never really looked at a major in technology. I'd say the main reason, you've got two things that is that are stopping students, and the way I look at it today when I'm looking back on high school is our teachers don't know technology. They don't know how to teach it, they don't know how to make their students interested in it, and they don't know how to make students passionate about technology. If your teachers don't have that component, if they're not giving that passion or they don't hold that passion themselves, it's hard to find your average Joe student who's going to find their own passion or their own intrinsic motivation to want to go into that field. You need teachers that can teach that to their students. And also, you need to change the stereotype, the mentality that the student who goes into math, science, or technology is a geek or is, you know, not as cool as those other students. Many people are hindered. They don't want to go into a field that's going to give them a lower position in, you know, the social totem pole because of the career they choose or because of what they are interested in. Many students will, you know, suppress those skills that they possess simply to be popular. So it really takes the role of our teachers and as well, you know, helping change the image of technology and those skills for our students to go into those fields.
Hmm. One last question. Yes, ma'am. So let's do it as a poll. For my middle school students that are here, do you feel that you have a good sense of the jobs and careers that are available to you in the math and science fields? Is that a fair representation of your question? Who feels that they do have a good sense? Does anyone feel that they have a good sense? No. Okay. There you go. So obviously we have an action item here of work that we need to do. We could spend, and trust me, I have the opportunity to do this with students all the time. This is a fabulous group that we have here. And we have engaged them not only for this panel, but they are here for the whole day with us. They will be in your working groups with you. And we have other students. We have a whole crowd of students that are also here. You saw them before from the Global IT Academy. They are going to be in all of our working groups. So please, in the working groups, tap into their expertise and bring some of their thoughts to the table as well. Join me in congratulating our wonderful students for their... Thank you.